Hey, babe. How's it going? Yeah, I'm doing all right. Doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. How was your day? Did you get up to anything fun? No? Okay, what did you do? Did some more applications. How's that going? Any good leads? No. Well, you know, it takes time. I know you're sick of waiting. It's beyond frustrating, isn't it? It's utterly demoralizing. You try, you do your best, you go above and beyond, and it just doesn't seem good enough. No, don't say that. You are good enough. Come here, sit down. Yeah. Please sit down with me. That's right. I'm gonna put my arm around you. And you lean in and put your head on my shoulder and chest. Yep. Just relax. Exhale and let your shoulders drop. Let all that tension go. Just for a small moment, give yourself permission to say that there is nothing wrong. Give yourself, for a few minutes, permission not to worry, not to dread. There is nothing hanging over your head or lurking in the back of your mind to bother you. You're just letting it all go. Just for a few minutes, you can do that. Can you do it for me? It's important for me that you do that. Okay. Just try. Feel yourself breathing a little freer and easier. There's nothing wrong right now. You don't have anything to worry about. I'm holding you. You're resting gently against me. We're together. We're safe. There is nothing wrong. Very good. Very good, baby. How can I say that when I know that there is stuff wrong? I think you need to keep things in context. Yes, it is incredibly dire to be facing not having a job, if that's what you rely on, right? For your house and your food, clothing and shelter, basic needs, right? But we have to understand, and it's easy for me to say to you right now when you're struggling. Because when I'm struggling, I'm not exactly easily consoled. But the worrying is not going to help you. If anything, it sets you up for failure. So if you really want to succeed, you have to learn to let go of the anxiety and worry. It's not irresponsible to say, I'm not going to worry about this now. Certainly have a strategic plan in place. Certainly have goals that you want to reach, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it is. I'm not saying don't do anything and expect the universe to hand you the perfect job. Of course not. But you absolutely can say from a position of power and strength, I'm choosing not to worry about this right now. I'm choosing not to let it seep into me and permeate throughout my body, affecting my sleep, affecting my appetite, stressing me to the point of physical ailments. You see how it does that? It creeps in and it takes over. And it shuts down the positivity and the goodness that would power us toward our goals, right? When we're sleeping well, we're refueled, we're refreshed, we're able to make clear decisions. It regulates our mood. It regulates our personality, even everything. Can you drive a car on an empty tank? How can you drive your life when your reserves are empty? So it's worry that robs us of our future. We must find a way to let it go. And sometimes it is just as easy as taking that heavy weight that we've been hauling on our back, cramping our bodies, breaking our spirits, if we just take it off one shoulder, take it off the next, put it down at our feet, and leave it there forever, and walk toward happiness, joy, and contentment. I know that this is easier said than done. Believe me, baby, I struggle with it myself several times a day. But the more we can just stop, right, when we find ourselves in these worrying cycles, right, that lead us down to a darker path, and then that leads us to a darker path, like a despair cyclone. If we find ourselves doing that, if you can just disrupt that and say, nope, this isn't productive. If anything, it's negative self-indulgence. It's not going to help us at all. I can stop this. I cannot worry about this. I cannot let this make me feel that pit and emptiness in my stomach that it makes me feel, or that tight iciness in our chests, or however that manifests itself for you. We can say no. And in doing that, it's probably the most empowering thing we can do for ourselves. And it's such a huge first step towards our goals and our dreams. Have you ever had a situation in your past that was so insurmountable? At the time, it felt like, I'm never going to see my way clear of this. I don't know how I can get out. I don't know how I can move forward. But you did, didn't you? Some solution presented itself, and you were wise enough to take it. Perhaps you made the solution manifest. You worked hard at it. You made it happen for yourself. Perhaps you had to alter your original plans and divert a little bit from your path. But you found your way. Hold on to that when you're in a moment and it feels insurmountable. Realize that in a few days, weeks, years, whatever it takes, that you won't even be worried about this anymore. It won't even cross your mind. It will pass. Certainly don't feel bad for being worried. You know, that's also negative. Don't beat yourself up for being worried. It's a very natural and normal response to stress. But you can acknowledge it. You can appreciate it for what it is. And then you can let it go to the wind. You don't have to hold on to it. And you certainly don't have to internalize it. And maybe you need to just remind yourself gently, a couple times a day, there's nothing wrong. You know, sometimes I like to zoom out from my life, right? And I zoom out into the world and humanity, the environment and the globe and the struggles and strifes that are facing us, are my personal issues as dire and as real and as legitimate as they are to me? What do they matter in the scheme of the universe? And I'm not saying that to be dismissive, because again, they are legitimate and real to us. But sometimes it's good to get out of our bubble, get out of our own experiences, and look beyond. It provides us context. And it does show the reality of the situation, that in the grand scheme of things, our problems could very well be very small. Even something that is so great to be life-altering, maybe even life-ending, as tragic and as impossible as that is, we have to remember we are just drops of sand in a vast beach of the universe. Again, baby, I don't say this to be dismissive or unkind or uncaring. Sometimes it's just good to get different perspectives. And then sometimes, nothing anyone can say, even ourselves, is going to make us feel better. And that's just something we work through. It's temporary. It's not our identity. And when we are feeling absolutely rotten about something, if you can say to yourself, this too will pass. I will get through this. I will get above this. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I have confidence that it will occur. Sometimes that's all you need. You've got this. We have vast wells of inner strength that sometimes we rarely tap into. You have to trust in yourself and your own ability. And I think it's important to remember we just have to show up to our own lives every day. We don't have to run a marathon every day. We don't have to reinvent the wheel every day. We don't have to climb a mountain every day or experience the worst pain of our lives every day. We just have to show up. By showing up, we're signaling that we're willing to face what comes our way. And some days we can offer 100%. And some days we can truly only offer 1%. And you know what, babe? That's absolutely okay. You show up and you do what you can. You're gonna get through this. The right job will present itself, I know that. You just have to show up. Put in what you can each day to finding it. And it will happen. It will happen, babe.